Now to a story of no national import whatsoever, but it's a celebrity scandal that's been the story of the tabloids these past few days, and we confess to a certain guilty interest in it ourselves. Actress Winona Ryder has been convicted of stealing more than $5,000 worth of designer goods from Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. The Elfin movie star was found guilty of felony grand theft and vandalism, but cleared of burglary charges. Mike Fleeman of People Magazine is at the courthouse in Beverly Hills, and he's on the line with us now. Mike, describe the scene in the court. How did Winona react to the verdict?
Well, Winona Ryder is known as one of the best actresses of her generation, and this was, if she was upset, an acting job. She didn't show any emotion whatsoever, didn't even flinch. Maybe you could read some, perhaps, sadness in her eyes, but that would even be a stretch.
Remind us quickly of the evidence against her and the defense she presented.
Well, the key evidence, of course, is this 90-minute security videotape that shows her stuffing the designer goods into a hat, and you could see it in a bag, and shows her walking out the door. And then there was the testimonial evidence from a security guard who said he saw her cutting the security sensors off the goods in a fitting room.
Right. And her defense was that her director supposedly told her to do it because she was going to have a part in which she was playing a shoplifter.
Well, she had a number of defenses. It was a classic reasonable doubt shotgun sort of defense. And she claimed that the director made her do it. She claimed that there was, her lawyer claimed there was perhaps a vast conspiracy at Saks Fifth Avenue to get her, claim that perhaps some of the witnesses were just making things up.
I understand that one of her former producers was actually on the jury. What was that like?
Well, it was surreal. He was actually a studio head at a time when she was making movies for Sony Pictures, and he was one of the co-heads of Sony, and it was absolutely bizarre to be sitting there watching Peter Goober sitting in judgment of Winona Ryder. I mean, it's tantamount to having one of our former bosses sitting on the jury. It must be everyone's nightmare.
Were you able to read him at all as he sat there and listened to this testimony?
No, you couldn't tell from his face what he was thinking about the testimony. You could tell from his face that he is right out of Hollywood. He's working the courtroom. He's walking in. He's schmoozing the bailiffs. He's talking to everybody. He's got the designer duds on. I mean, he looks like somebody who's also shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue. But in terms of how he looked, I don't think you could tell which way he was leaning until after they announced the verdict.
What's next for Winona? She'll be sentenced now. What kind of sentence is she likely to get?
Well, you know, she's not going to serve any prison time. The prosecutor herself said she's not going to recommend it. It's the first offense. It is a couple of felonies, but these are relatively minor felonies. You know, if she had stolen this stuff from Rite Aid, it probably wouldn't have been a felony. So she's looking at probation and some community service.
I suppose if we wanted to be catty, we could ask, what was she wearing today, and did she pay full price for it?
Well, be catty. She was wearing a very lovely purple dress and a black headband, and I did not see any holes where the security tags would have been, so I think it's safe to assume she paid for it.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Fleeman of People Magazine at the courthouse in Beverly Hills.